My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Jazz. And I just want to just tell my listeners that in this episode, me and my guest, Nino, really get deep with the topic of lust and sex. And we talk about a lot. And I just want to just encourage everyone to, you know, get tested for, you know, STDs, STIs, pregnancy tests, all the above. In no way, shape, or form are me or the guests, you know, encouraging people to have unprotected sex or just a whole bunch of partners and stuff like that. No. So we just want to just throw that out there. I just want to just say that before you start this episode. As you know, we don't avoid subjects on here. And I talk about things that people are afraid to talk about. They may think it's too, you know, nasty or too much to talk about. No. In order to heal, in order for this world to heal, in order for my listeners to heal, in order for people to learn, we're going to have to talk about some things, y'all, that may be difficult and hard to hear. But I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get right into it. Like I said, a really touchy subject, but I encourage everyone to, you know, if you're battling with any addiction or anything in general, whatever you're going through, you know, I encourage you to, number one, go into prayer. Number two, really seek counseling. And number three, really heal and forgive yourself. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Jazz, the host of Urban Therapy. Welcome to Urban Therapy to my new listeners, to my returning listeners. Welcome back. Today, I have a very special guest, Nino.
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
So, he doesn't know what the topic is yet, y'all. So, we're just going off the dome, and I hope that y'all can learn something from this episode, and that it touches somebody, and yeah, get the help that you need. So, the title of this episode is called Bump and Grind. I don't see nothing wrong. So, it's called Bump and Grind. All right. And what this episode is going to be about is the effects and reality of pornography.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So, my first question for you, Vince, is can you tell if your partner has watched a lot of porn?
Yes. It depends on them and their behaviors, but the biggest thing, when it comes to, your partner and whether or not they watch porn is that when it comes, look at their sexual habits and, And hopefully they're being truthful for you, because I've learned over my years that there's a lot of women who aren't truthful from the beginning of what their sexual wants and needs are. And at the same time, there's a lot of guys who are a little bit too vocal about what their sexual wants and needs are. So it kind of creates an uncomfortable barrier. But what I've seen is that when your partner, what they want from you is over dramatized, over sexualized.
Yes.
Or like, it's a high performance type of scenario. More than likely, they're a hypersexual person or someone who does like to engage in porn.
Vince, please tell the people. Pornography, y'all. There's a lot that goes into a porn scene.
There really
is. So me
is.
And Vince, we be doing like research on stuff and reading up stuff. Like, we not about to just go off of somebody's word and what we see or whatever. Like, we gonna look up stuff. Like, you know, like research stuff. And if y'all don't know this, what porn scene, no matter what company, I mean, everything's different. You know, you could record porn on your phone and post it. That's pornography. But like an actual, like, number one, it's adult acting, right? So if you see a girl, like, for example, I'm gonna give you an example, right? If you see a girl or whatever, you're watching porn, it's a girl or whatever, right? And maybe like it's a squirting scene, right? 9 times out of 10, that cameraman is gonna push the pause button, inject some kind of liquid or whatever in her, and then when he press play, she's gonna push out. Like, it's acting. Some of that stuff is not real,
yeah,
y'all.
Some of that stuff is not real.
And I think what it does is that it gives people unrealistic expectations in the bedroom.
That is a great way of putting it. If you ever noticed or whatever, like, there's a lot of pornos that go with like these super humongous like monster dicks or whatever, with these small women or for whoever the women are. A lot of those women outside of those scenes that they do will actually tell you they don't like dicks that big.
Really?
That's actually it. Yeah, I've actually seen like what's it called? Just like scrolling through Instagram and Twitter, like you got people who, like, they got their porn stuff, but like they're also like they got their regular shit. They got regular personalities, kind of like how most of y'all were like clinging to Cardi B. Like, she had her stripper life and her artist life, but her personality is what a lot of people cling to. So, but yeah, you got women in there who either because of the sex, it's become so regular that that's all that they're used to, and that's why that they at their preference, or they've gone through it so much they realize it's uncomfortable, it's not natural for them anymore, like it doesn't work for them. So like they'll go back and realize, like, yeah, she makes what, 2 to 5 bands a scene, to get like 13 inches in her, but the reality of the situation is, and a lot of these porn stars have a relationship or married.
Yeah, that's true.
The reality of the situation is that her man at home is probably might not even be like the same size.
And I've also, I didn't mean to cut you up, but I also like watched, like, you know, interviews with Vlad TV.
Yeah.
And he was interviewing,
he has porn stars on there.
He was interviewing Pinky, and Pinky was like, the way she has sex with her man is totally different.
Right.
Than when she's shooting these scenes. Like, it's dramatic. They're they be, it's adult acting, y'all. And a lot of those porn scenes, before they click record button, it's a lot of prepping too.
Right.
Like, they numb their throats. That's a thing too.
That's a thing.
Like, yeah. Masturbating to get them wet. Like, a guy just ain't just going like straight up. Like, it's prep.
Right.
And I think that, so just being open, honest, and transparent, I know that for me personally, like, you know, like from like, not necessarily porn, but like if explicit like scenes on movies or, you know, music videos, whatever, anything with some kind of explicitity or sexual stuff or whatever, it had me thinking, it had me with unrealistic expectations. It did.
I would say that.
Because I'm going to be real, and this is going on kind of like with the next, kind of with the segue into the next topic, a lot of people be capping. People be bragging, saying this, this, and that, and it ain't.
That's a lot of girls out here talk about they the throat goat, but don't even suck dick on the regular, or like sucking dick.
And sure. I blame porn on that, Vince.
Yeah, no, like it's really a thing. Well, I feel like there's a two way street. There's porn for some people, gives them a sense of comfort to explore their sexuality. And mm-hmm. for others, it depending on how they're brought up, they fight with themselves on it because, oh, this is taboo, or this is this and that. Mm-hmm. You got those who are like, especially in this day and age, we're in body positivity, mm-hmm. Sexual positivity, sexual freedom type of era. And like, you got a lot of people who, like, you know, they just don't give a fuck about, excuse my language, but mm-hmm. they don't just really care about, like, you know, how they express themselves sexually or what they do. But I noticed for me, when I was younger, and mm-hmm. I got like slipped into porn, like when I was like real young, and mm-hmm. I realizing over time is that it did mess me up, mm-hmm. like on the real, whether or not you realize it or not. Like, there's a lot of things we do to ourselves as children that traumatize us, that sets us a certain way.
That's
we don't
real.
Even realize it's trauma mm-hmm. until way later in our life. But I realized it wasn't until my cousin was showing me how to like bypass proxy on school computers and stuff mm-hmm. like that. That's the first time I've ever seen porn, because he showed me porn on that time. So, and then let's start. If I saw it anywhere, mm-hmm. like, it was just like, oh, okay, cool.
But when people be passing around phones on the bus, I think that's how I saw someone had it on, like, their phone on the bus, like, while we riding the bus or something.
Right, right. Yeah. I remember.
And they're like, look at this. It ain't gonna tell you what it is. And you're like, what?
They just be like, the people literally do that. Look at that. And they think it's funny.
And then it had, what was that, HBO?
Yeah, HBO. Look,
I remember that. To everyone.
Thursday
that
nights.
Might have been the first time. I don't know.
Like Katie Morgan, that's her name. Sex 101. I remember that. I don't know why. No, the TV guy.
The TV guy. It would just
be there. Like
easy
a lot of,
access.
So like I remember like when I was like first starting to like get like those type of sexual relationships with mm-hmm. women, or like just, or even earlier when I was started to talk sexual mm-hmm. with girls and stuff like that. I remember we would like, I would be sexting or like just creating stories with this one girl. Mm-hmm. I remember this is like probably when I was like, I was young. Mm-hmm. Well, I was like 14.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I remember I said something like, real exaggerated, like pulling out, busting on her face or whatever type of shit. And, mm-hmm. and she didn't really like that. And I didn't recognize that, you know what I'm saying, at that point in time. I was like, oh, you didn't like it? Like, you know, from what I saw, or what I was used to seeing, because all I saw at that time, there was a young age, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really completely sexually active yet. I'm just getting into this world of sex. Mm. So, like, when I thought, like, all girls like that, because they look so happy inside the video. You know what I'm saying? That's the mindset that's the mindset that it was when I was younger. And then, like, as I grew older, I realized, like, my appetite for certain things was, like, also a lot bigger, because I'm a very visual person, and I also like, I am somebody who likes to get into the feel of things. So mm-hmm. like when it comes to me, like I remember when I was younger, like that hardcore, rough, pull hair, throw around, mm-hmm. all that extra stuff, like I was deep into that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not ashamed to say that. Mm-hmm. Like,
this urban therapy, honey, we real raw.
When it comes to me and like my girl, like at times, yeah, I want to make her feel like a slut, but like mm-hmm. that's part of what I want out of, like, you know, our interaction in that time. So over mm-hmm. time, I realized that, like, even though I want all that like hypersexual stuff,
mm-hmm.
I want the sensual and
the intimacy
yes. because at the end of the day, like, you know what I'm saying, if you're just going like a jackrabbit jackhammer, it's just an exercise at that point. You just you know, it's like this when you watch porn, right, consider it like the same thing as you watching the NBA. These guys train all year, they get their bodies right to keep themselves healthy to perform on a big stage in front of all these people. Like, they have to be on their top game in order to win that game, or in order to make the fans happy. So it's the same thing with...
Dang, Vince, that's deep.
It's the same thing inside the sex world. Like, a lot of these people, they're keeping their body at, like, top tier shape. They're taking whatever vitamins and whatever.
And they're constantly getting tested too, y'all, because in order for you to shoot a scene, most companies, you have to have a 24-hour test. Like, all them STDs, STIs. You got to. Like, there's so much that goes into a porn scene.
Right. And then, like, the thing is.
That they don't talk about.
The thing is, to make a lot of those, like, 5 to 20-minute clips that y'all be. That y'all might, like, you know, link into. A lot of these people are there for, like, hours doing some of the same positions. Getting different angles, all that stuff. Sometimes the stroke be uncomfortable, but because it looks the best for the camera, that's what they end up doing. So basketball, like I said, back to watching it, like basketball, NBA. When it comes to things being more personal, you're not in the NBA. You're not a porn star. You're not in the NBA. When you go to the park and you play ball, you take your time with the game. You enjoy it. You have fun. It's more recreational. At the end of the day, when it's recreational versus business, you have a lot more fun with the recreational. So don't mix your recreational activities and actions don't misinterpret recreational activities and actions with business expectations. Because the fact of the matter is that this girl ain't getting paid to like to be like on like what's it called? What's my boy's favorite girl? Misty Stone level, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got ass, but she can't make it move like Cherokee. Like, it ain't meant to be like on that level. Like, you gotta learn to understand your partner, understand what enjoyment y'all can get out of each other. Because at the end of the day, if y'all don't do that, nobody's gonna be satisfied, nobody's gonna be happy.
That's real. And I think that I can always tell, for me, if a guy, you know, watched a lot of porn, it just, I guess it's one of them things, like, where a guy doesn't know how to be intimate, like, kind of going off of having sex and making love. Those are two different things.
Right. I mean, like...
And I feel like that if you... And let me ask you this, Vincent.
What's up?
If you, a person that has made love before, right? Like, done it right, like, actually made love before. I feel like when you make love, actually, sex is just different. Like, you don't even view sex the same, if that makes sense.
Nah, because,
you
like,
don't.
Nah, because, like...
It's a whole nother standard, so it's just like... You know what I mean? You get what I'm trying to say?
So, like, I say like this. All right, those of y'all who have a craft or a talent that, like, y'all really like, and, like, y'all really get into, when y'all get into that craft or y'all talent and y'all in that moment and that feel, it becomes more than just, like, an act or performance that you're doing. And it gets a little bit more spiritual. You're in the vibe. You're in the moment. Everything feels right. So, like, if you're all in that moment and you're making love, like, you can still do all that, like, wild stuff.
Yes.
But, like, the thing is that you actually put in, like, you know, your energy into it. Like, if you're not putting your real energy into it, then you just, like, all right, focus on... Man, I better not nut. I can't nut yet.
And you can tell if a dude is. You can tell.
You can tell. Like, you
tell, right, our lady viewers, like, how can you tell from a guy's point of view?
All right, so a guy, if he's like, all right, so there's a few things you can watch his breathing. I know me personally. This is a technique. This is also for the fellas, guys. If you're not trying to nut too early, you need to do full
breathing.
Full breathing, like when you whenever you exercise, you inhale through your nose and out through your mouth, like full circular breathing, like meditation type breathing while you're having sex, will actually help you control your stimulation. So that's besides the point. But if he's like, ooh, yeah, like, you know, so he's like, oh, he's trying to hold it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if your guy is like, you know, switching up how he's stroking, slowing down a little bit, like if he's like pulling out the shake off, like, it's, those are all ways to, like, you know, kind of like hold yourself back from like letting go and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So like those type of situations. Sometimes there's sometimes where in some situations where you're not even like really thinking about like anything else, you trying to put your mind off on other things so that, you know, you can, like, you know, reduce how much you're being stimulated. So like it's a lot of things, but the one thing I would say to guys is that when you let go of that notion of you trying not to nut too early, too fast, all that other stuff, and you get into the feeling, the actual feeling that your muscles and that your body learns to get acquainted with mm-hmm. is what helps you build your endurance, or it helps you like actually last longer. Because if it's like this, you run away from the feeling, you ain't gonna never know how it feels. And if you never know how it feels, how the hell are you supposed to get better and get used to it?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
And I will say this, kind of moving forward to number one, y'all, I do not believe in the whole phase, and I'll get to that, because my whole thing is that I want people to take away from this podcast. I don't know if Vince going to agree with me or not, but this podcast episode is that sex is more than just sex, y'all. Regardless of what society tried to tell y'all, like, STDs, STI, that's real. Pregnancy is real. Soul ties are real.
Right.
So, you know, just really, like, take care of your body. And in my opinion, if you're going to have sex, like, have sex with someone who doesn't just treat you like a piece of meat. Like, right. That intimacy, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that you actually love. Try to wait till marriage. I have to throw a disclaimer out there. But anyways, just really, like, that whole phase thing is so played out, because you have your whole phase. You walk around here with all sorts of stuff, man, that you can't get rid of. You walk around with all these soul ties. Now you 26, looking like you 46. Because what people don't tell you, all them soul ties carries like a weight on you. You could listen, man.
Ladies, let me tap in on that. So, alright. So, the one is definitely true. Alright, the biggest thing I'm going to go ahead and shut down right now is, like, and I understand whether or not if you are a feminist, pro-women, or all that other stuff. I'm just saying.
Let them know, Vince.
Women, your body count matters. It does matter. And the reality of the situation is, the reality of the situation is because how men grow up, we get clowned by both men and women if we are not, like, somewhat sexually proficient. But we're not, like, and the fact of the matter is, most women go after the same guys. They say all guys are the same. No. About majority of the women are going after 10 to 20% of guys. Because y'all have standards that only reach 10 to 20% of guys.
Ooh, Vince, you dropping gems.
That's the reality of the situation. So the reason why it's like that's like our end is weighted differently. We get celebrated. You can't say it's a patriarchy. Mm-hmm. You can't say it's really it is society, because it includes all of us. Mm-hmm. But that's both men and women who down a man who is not sexually proficient who is not out here actually, you know, getting women. Now, when it comes to women have always been prized for them being able to say no, or them holding out for that man that they do end up marrying. Now, you can say that's traditionalist. It's just part of society. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at this, a lot of y'all women that want to call yourselves queens, want to call yourselves royalty, a queen can't be tainted.
Ooh.
A queen got to be the most purest thing in the kingdom, because she sets the standards for other women.
Come on, so, like, Vince.
And the reality of the situation is that, like, you can't call yourself that if you're not holding yourself to that type of standard. Now, if you, like, this is my thing with it. If you're a girl who really does not let no man, you know, touch her and has good discernment and all that stuff, that's one thing. But don't be a girl who doesn't let certain niggas around her or engage with her just because you feel like you're holding out for what your idea of either your type of nigga or the ideal guy is. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of those times, what's your idea of an ideal guy, especially in this generation, whereas we have not just this generation and the last generation, a little bit of generation before us, a lot of men absent from the families. A lot of y'all women out here don't even know what a real man looks like.
Ooh, bitch. So, that's a whole nother podcast.
They don't. But, like, the fact of the matter is that without having a strong male figure in your lives, like, then you can say it's whatever, but it's proven down in psychology, it's proven down in science, is that, like, the behavior that comes out in your later life is a result of your childhood. So, you not having that right role model or figure of a father figure can lead into you making the wrong decisions of what guy you choose to sleep with. And the fact of the matter is that every guy that you choose to sleep with, especially if it's unprotected, imprints you. That means you absorb a piece of their DNA.
Yes.
Which means you then take in whatever makes them tick. So
They don't want to talk about that, Vince. They don't want to talk about that. So
if you feel like you better, that's because you mess with the wrong guys. Like a lot of those times, if you really bitter, because the reality of the situation is, I could say this: any woman that has been with a guy that has treated them right, or if I have been with this girl and like or whatever, even if we fall out weird and whatever stuff, they can at least say that the time that they had with me, like I at least like you know I was like that, you know what I'm saying? So like. That's what I try to go by, because at the end of the day, and this is the other thing, men, when it comes to who you choose to sleep with, whatever, you gotta remember that the woman that you decide to take along your side in the long run, she also has to be worth it. Yes,
that's real.
Yes, like you know what I'm saying. You got like all these bomb, beautiful, you know, badass women and all that stuff. And they look like that. But sometimes it would make things better on us if we chose not to sleep with this one and that. Yes. Yes, like our body count does add to like, you know, our rank, our rep, you know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that was not true, then y'all favorite song by DMX, where he names about 24 different women, or whatever, would not be a popular song and still play to this day.
Preach, Vince.
Y'all gotta think about that.
That's real.
If men and like I said, it's not a patriarchal thing. It's because the thing is that a lot of women subconsciously go after those things that other women want.
That's real, and that's
just what it is.
I do want to end on this note, though, before we cut it close. I think that it is, and this is why I'm not no advocate for having a whole bunch of partners. But I feel like that when you're having sex, that you should know your partner and know their history. I'm not saying know their body count. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, on a serious note, like, know if your partner has been, I won't say victim, but an overcomer of rape, being molested, sexually assaulted, like, or maybe like in their past relationship, like they were just used as a toy. Like, right. Y'all know I keep it real on this show. My personal experience, my last like official ex, me and my dame, for a little minute, and I know that things that I experienced in our relationship that was not healthy, mentally, all the above. I noticed that when I started dating a new guy. I carry that into it. For example, and I was very, that's another thing. You have to be open with your partner too. Like you got to let them know. So like I was open with the guy, I was dating, the new guy I was dating or whatever. And it was like and Vince, you could tell me a little bit about this from your standpoint on this. Right. It was like he felt uncomfortable. He was not uncomfortable. Like he didn't want to trigger me. Right. Or he didn't want to, you know what I mean, like, maybe touch me the wrong way, because it may, you know, bring back up past stuff, which it kind of did. But anyway, my whole thing is you have to be open and honest with your partner, and on the other spectrum, y'all have to receive and understand where your partner is coming from. Your partner may can't be a freaking bad because they've dealt with some trauma stuff. So you may have to work with them a little bit. You know what I mean? But y'all have to realize, you know, is that person worth it? They should be. But anyways, but, you know, you got to really know your partner's past.
Right.
And be able to be open and honest and to receive that, have understanding. What do you think, Vince, before we end about that?
That is definitely true. I think, it's not really I think. I know from my experiences that you also have to have the discernment within yourself. To decide if you're willing to be that whatever your partner needs, because the fact, because I have dealt with women who've had anxiety or depression, and like those episodes is not fun.
It's
you
not.
Know what I'm saying? And like the thing is, it puts more work into you as yourself. Like I realized, like one of my most not the relationship that I'm in now, but the relationship before, it was one of my longest relationships I've been in, and the reality out of that situation was that I realized that a good two years of the relationship, 2 to 3 years, going into like the latter part was my partner still getting over the trauma that she was going through, for that the trauma that she had received from her last relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like in that character aspect, as the person who's on the other end, you may feel you've wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel that you're putting all these efforts to someone who is either taking their time to change, but you can't force nobody
to get
through their period. So, like, the reality of the situation is you got to make that discernment within yourself, mm-hmm. that you're going to choose to be with somebody who has that type of baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because one thing that a lot of us don't like to talk about is that, especially in Black communities, that we all have trauma.
Yes.
And trauma attracts trauma. There's a real thing called trauma bonds. You can become in a relationship with somebody that you think you love because y'all both went through something similar that traumatized you.
That's real.
But the reality of the situation, that's the only thing that's holding y'all together.
Oh, Vince! So, Jim!
Yeah, so, but like, that's, so, just be smart, people.
Yeah.
When you out, when you're doing things, when you got going on, if you're trying to go in and like, you know, if you're trying to go in and get your bump and grind on recreationally, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, also be mindful of who you choose to lay down with, because at the end of the day, is that real thing. Lay down with dogs, you can get up with fleas.
That's
and
real,
and that's not talking about STIs. That's not talking anything, but that can come with baggage.
Yes,
that can come with an ex boyfriend. That can come with a baby mama. That can come with like so much other things. And the fact of the matter is the reality of the situation is you have to weigh, is this night of fun or is this me engaging with this person worth derailing me from my own focus? And
there you go.
That's a question for yourself. I can't answer that for you.
No,
but that's a question for yourself.
Yeah, and I just want to make a disclaimer. Me and Vince aren't out here telling y'all to go sleep with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying, you know, just really have discernment and be mindful and just, like, really, like, take care of your body. You know what I mean? And, yeah, I say y'all wait till marriage, but who am I? Anyways, Vince, don't say nothing. But yeah, y'all, I hope that whoever's listening to this, I hope that y'all learn something from this. If y'all are addicted to pornography, that is a real thing. You know, really seek some kind of help or counseling or, like, see what triggers you. You know, like, it's all a bunch of the things that go into that. You know, I encourage all my ladies and men to get tested. That's STD, STIs, ladies pregnancy tests, all the above. And just be real and true to yourself, y'all. But I'm going to let Nilo drop any social media tags so y'all can follow him.
All right, yo, so if you want to go and follow me on Snapchat, it's NENOFR2X. That's Nino for real 2 times. And on Instagram, it's underscore Nino, NENOFR2X. It's Nino for real 2 times.
Okay, and I'll also put it in, like, the description and stuff, y'all, for this episode, his social media tag. But if you haven't already, please follow Urban Therapy Podcast on Instagram. It's at Dats Urban Therapy. That's DATS Urban Therapy. Like the page on Facebook. I'm on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank you so much, Vince, for coming in doing this episode.
Hey, look, I love it. Yes. Tell me y'all want me back. Y'all got me back. I like it here.
Yes. All right. And y'all know what's up. That's right. Don't avoid the subject.